Grace and peace in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world that has drawn us all here today, who equips us to be fishers of men. Our text today I want to talk about is the gospel lesson. We pray, Lord, you promise that whenever your word is proclaimed, it will never return to you empty, but that word will accomplish what you desire. So we ever pray this day as the word is preached and heard, you would give us faith, understanding, the power of the Holy Spirit, and strength. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Easy question to begin. Complete this sentence. Our mission is fishing. All right, congregation, join in. Our mission is fishing. That is the theme of our school year. And this theme reminds me of why, indeed, we have the best school around, by far, the greatest school, because we have the highest expectation of these dear children, highest expectation, the highest goal. In our school here, from ECE on up, we don't just want the kids to make good grades. That's important. We have a higher goal than make an A or make a B, pass a test. We have a higher expectation than that they just gain some head knowledge. That's great. It's important. I realize that for life. Much higher expectation. A higher goal than that they have friends. Indeed, we want them all to have friends. We want all you kids to have lots of friends and enjoy that. That's very important, but we have a higher goal than that. Our goal is what? A higher goal than that they be good at basketball, that they can play an instrument. We have the expectation, the goal, the desire that the dear children, as well as all of us, be children of God. That we believe in Jesus Christ, that we're baptized, that we follow Jesus, and that we be a missionary for Jesus. That the children and all of us are part of an eternal plan, a worldwide plan and mission of God, a divine mission, a powerful mission to save the world. Now that's exciting. That's a high goal, higher than being President of the United States and being inaugurated, to be a child of the living God and be his ambassador, his witness, a little light, the salt of the earth, a fisher of men, a missionary for Jesus, whether I'm a missionary here in Knoxville, or I go to Indiana, or I go to California, or Australia, or China, wherever, part of the eternal divine mission to save the world. And that's what we want to happen for these children as we plant seeds and teach. Our mission is fishing, which means our mission is not wishing. Our mission, kids and adults, is not wishing. Too often Christians that believe in Christ, we do a lot of wishing. We sit in our lazy boy and do nothing but sit there and say, I sure wish the world was a better place. I wish people would repent and believe in Jesus. I wish they would be baptized. I might even say a little prayer that it happened. I wish that good would conquer evil. I wish there was more peace in the world and more love in the world. I sure wish it was a better place as I drink my soda and watch TV and do nothing about it. Our mission as a church is not wishing things to happen and sit there and do nothing about it. You know, I read where there are five levels of communication. And the first level is called the shallowest level, called cliches, where we all use these. It's very shallow. Hi, how are you? This morning we said, hi, how are you? Cliches, shallow. That saves no one. The second level is facts. The weather is beautiful. Tennessee got an offensive coordinator. Praise God for that. Facts, right? Just fact. That doesn't usually save a whole lot of people. And let's get the facts of Jesus, of course. The third level, a bit deeper, is opinions. I really like the warm weather. I really like living in Tennessee. No, I'd rather live in California. Opinions. And then the fourth level is feelings. You're getting deeper. Your feelings now. I'm sad. I'm happy. I'm afraid. You're bearing your soul a bit more to someone. And the fifth level is maximum truth and faith, where you bear your heart to someone and you tell them what you really believe, what your convictions are, and what the truth is. It's risky. They may reject you and laugh at you. This is the level we must get to with our friends and neighbors. Beyond the cliches and all the facts about this and that, get to maximum truth and bear our soul if Christ indeed lives in our hearts, that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus died for my sins and your sins too, friend, and Jesus rose again, and there is forgiveness for sins in His name, and there is eternal life in His name, to get to the truth, to bear our soul. This is what I believe, and I want you to believe it too, friend. That's fishing. Our mission's not wishing. And secondly, our mission is not sitting. Now, it's important to sit as Christians. You're doing it right now. This is very important, to sit and to hear the Word of God. And we do that in church for a good 20, 25 minutes, depending on how long the preacher goes, I realize. But we sit. And the kids sit in chapel. They sit in school. It's very important to sit and listen and gain knowledge and hear. It's very important. We need to come regularly and sit and listen and hear that God forgives me, because I often doubt He forgives me. I need to hear God forgives me. And God loves me, when I might doubt that God really loves me, when there's bad things and suffering in my life. And that God is with me through all things, when I may doubt it and it doesn't look like He's with me. And that He is Lord of the universe and Lord of the world, even though the nations are evil and there's bad things happening. He is Lord. And that He will come again and take me to heaven. And that there is eternal life. I need to listen and hear that, because I doubt that. And I stray from that. I need to come and sit and listen, always to hear about Jesus and hear the good news and hear of the cross and the resurrection. I need to hear. But that's not the end all, friend. The end all of Christianity is not just to sit and listen. It's very important to be fed, that we are fed so that we might fish. We hear that we might speak of Jesus to our neighbor. Our mission's not just sitting and then go home. It is fishing. You know, we heard from President Trump, America first. We're going to make America first again. Jobs and make a lot of money and have peace and be great. We're going to make America first. I guess that's kind of the job of politicians. That's not the job of the church. We're not here to make America first. We're here that America be forgiven. And that's speaking about sin, that people repent of it. And speaking of Jesus who died and rose, that they were forgiven of it. And we want America to be forgiven and then have faith. America, faith! That's the call of the church. Have faith and believe in the Son of God. Believe He's the light of the world. Believe in this Jesus. Be baptized. And when America or whatever country is forgiven and has faith, then they are first. First in the kingdom of God. Heirs of eternal life. And that's really being first. Having the riches of paradise. And not just a little money here on this earth. We are glad we got an offensive coordinator, I guess. Offense, offense, offense. We've got to score points next year. Well, I ask, where's the offense of the church? Where's our offensive coordinator? The church is often too passive. Or just flat out lazy. Huddled up and don't really do anything. We are to be on the offense. We're fishers of men. Fishermen don't sit in the boat and wait for fish to jump in the boat. Or sit on the land and wait for the fish to jump out of the water on the land. Oh, I caught some fish! Fishermen are aggressive. They're on the offense. They throw out bait, and they wait, and they throw out more bait, and more bait. They throw out a net, they're aggressive, they have to catch the fish. The fish don't jump in the boat. Where's the offense? Will you be part of the offense? We're reminded today, our mission is not wishing. Our mission is not sitting. Our mission is fishing. And this gospel lesson teaches us some wonderful things about fishing. Who are we supposed to catch? Everybody. Notice the gospel lesson. Everybody Jesus saves. He turns no one away. He catches Peter and Andrew, James and John, fishermen. And then He goes around and all the sick, the diseased, the epileptics, the paralytics, the demon-possessed, everybody with every kind of infirmity, they all come and He heals them all. He turns no one away. Who do we catch? Everybody. Every boy, girl, man, woman, no matter what sin they have, we're all sinners. No matter what they've done, God will forgive them. They need to know Jesus. We go after everybody with the love of God. Everybody. Turn no one away from God's love. Where do we fish? Everywhere. Notice your gospel is in all the places mentioned. Syria and Jerusalem and beyond the Jordan and Galilee. Everywhere we fish. Our eyes are open. We're alert. We're aware. We're not lazy. When do we fish? Right now. Peter, James, and John leave their nets on the spot. It's urgent. The mission of God is urgent. People are dying and going to hell. They need to hear about Jesus. It's urgent. We get the good news out. And we're the only body that will do it. The Christian church. Nobody else is going to talk about Jesus but Christians. And here's the really two important questions. How do we fish? What is our bait, if you will? What is the net that brings them in? Well, as you hear the gospel lesson, all these people are around and they're gathered. What draws all these people? Some gimmick of the apostles, right? Some game the apostles are playing. What draws the people is obvious. His name is Jesus. He is the draw. The whole text is about the power of Jesus, the light. And so, church, don't play games with people. Don't have gimmicks. That doesn't work. People don't want that nonsense. Teach Jesus Christ. Preach Jesus Christ in the school and church, in your own personal life. And teach again, and teach again, and preach again. And tell them again, it's all about Jesus, his birth, life, death, resurrection, salvation. It's all about Jesus. He is the draw. He's the light. He's the bait, the net. And then why? Why do we fish? Because we've been caught. We go to catch because we've been caught. And when you've been caught by the love of God, and you know the love of God, how can you not share it? When you know the forgiveness of God for your wretched sins, and I know the forgiveness of God for my wretched sins, how can I not want to tell people they're forgiven too? When they're under the yoke and the burden of guilt and everything else. When you've been caught by the mercy of the Almighty God and you know the cross and you know the resurrection, how can you not want to share it? That's why. Because the love of God compels us. And the love of God compels us to my neighbor. Do you know the love of God, friend? Does the love of God mean anything to you? You're forgiven. He died for you. Now go. I heard where restaurant owners are complaining. You know why some restaurant owners are complaining? Because people are expecting the restaurant to give them a free dessert when it's their birthday. And restaurant owners are saying, why do we have to give a free dessert when it's someone's birthday? I mean, Pilate doesn't give you a free gallon of gas when it's your birthday, do they? And Old Navy doesn't give you a free shirt or a free pair of pants if it's your birthday, right? And Tennessee won't give you a free ticket to anything if it's your birthday, right? So why do we have to give a free dessert? And as one owner said, people need to understand there's nothing free in life. And he's wrong. We know there's something free. We have it free in the church. It's the free mercy of God, better than any deserved. It is the forgiveness and mercy of God, and it's free, paid for by the blood of Jesus. And we give it away freely without complaint and grumbling. Free mercy, free grace, the free forgiveness of God in Christ. Come, world, come. So today our mission is not wishing. Our mission is not sitting. Kids, our mission is fishing. God bless us as we go fish. Amen. Let's stand. May the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.